Hey guys, so before we get into this week's podcast, I want to know, do you own a business or make your own podcast, but you're having issues with getting the word out? We're going to help you out because, hey, we've been there before. Just send us a 30-second promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com describing your business or podcast. Yes, it's that easy. Speaking of podcasts, because this is a fan-supported podcast, we wouldn't do this if you weren't listening. So if you're dying to hear from someone in our Spotlight in the Squared Circle segment, just let us know. Just shoot us a message on social media or send us an email of who you'd like to hear from.
And now, on with the show!
And welcome,
welcome into Grapple Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Owen,
Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Grapple Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live!
Woo! Hey, everybody, welcome into Grapple Talk. It's AC Riley. Thanks for stopping by. No Jesse Von Rudin or Nick Ragnar this week. Jesse, as we're recording this, is actually on his way to Brew City Wrestling at the Wisconsin State Fair. Two shows lined up for him, so he's going to have a busy day. So we didn't have really time to sit down with him, but that's all right. Nick, on the other hand, he had nowhere to go, but he's a busy guy. So, you know, we didn't really want to worry about him trying to figure out a time to do a recording when he didn't have to. In all reality, he bought this computer online, you know, a Mac computer, so it's, you know, pretty good seal of a deal. He wanted to upgrade the RAM. There was nothing wrong with it. He just wanted it to run faster, you know, and that's what RAM does. And sure enough, they tried to take out the RAM, and somehow when they put it back in, it just didn't work. So they're figuring out with that. I'm not a computer guy whatsoever. Like, I know apps, I know how to work things, you know, I know how to use Photoshop and Premiere Pro, but when it comes to the insides of the computer, I'm not really smart. So that's why I get friends to do that for me for cheap. So that's how I roll. But yeah, it's an unfortunate thing, especially when you get a cheap Mac desktop for about like under $100 compared to, you know, $2,000 or whatever they're running these days. I'm a PC guy. That's all I know. Anyways, we got a great interview lined up. Actually, a double shot interview, similar to what we did last week. We were on the road with Aaron Sacrifice and Nathan Cessation. Nick and I were coming back from Midlothian, Illinois, and, you know, we had a 5-hour ride, so we figured, why don't I kill some time by doing a little bit of an interview? Don't worry, it's not a 5-hour interview. It's a lengthy one. That's why we're going to keep this a little short. But yeah, it was a good time. It killed time, and it's funny because I've known Aaron, Nick, and I have both known Aaron essentially since day one of training. And Nathan, we've known him really since the beginning of our career. He's been in a little bit longer than we have, but at the same time, you know, it was cool to talk to some guys that you know essentially all your wrestling career, but you don't really get to sit down with them. So that's something that it's kind of an eye opener that you know this person, but you don't really know them until you sit down and chat with them. So we got that interview lined up. It's a great one. So stick around for that and listen. But before we get to that, I just got a few things I want to get off my chest before we get into the interview, just because otherwise I'm going to forget it when we come back in the studio. And some stuff I just want to vent about, but that's all right. Anyways, first things first, independent wrestling recap. We had River City Championship Wrestling on Friday and Revolution Wrestling Alliance on Saturday. It was a nice little double shot, especially everything considered. It was nice to essentially have something to clear my head. So Friday, La Crosse, Wisconsin, River City Championship Wrestling, the hometown area. It was a good show. You know, they're still working on beating the summer crowd, and of course the summer season can be tough, especially for indoor shows, especially when it's nice out, like Sunday was, or Friday, excuse me. The sun was out, that's why I got Sunday. And it was a fun time. Actually wrestled Nathan Cessation, probably honestly one of my favorite matches of this year, just because everything seemed to work out so perfectly. It was a good time, great storytelling. Speaking of great storytelling, really quick, the Cruiserweight Classic this week, if you haven't seen it, please do yourself a favor and watch it. It was a great, great episode. We'll talk more about it when Jesse comes back. But seriously, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, great match between the two. And, you know, I don't think they disappointed. I think everybody expected that was going to be a great match, and they did not disappoint. Revolution Wrestling Alliance, Waseca, Minnesota, was on the road with Devlin Kane and Jason Masters. That was interesting. You know, Devlin Kane and I usually ride on road trips, you know, quite a bit, so I like the dude. Jason Masters was a little different because I've never really been on the road with him, but on the ride up there, wasn't too bad. On the way back, he got a little excited about his match, you know, decided about everything that worked out, and here's my thing. If you have a good match, and everybody knows it, and the other guy has a good match, and there's one guy, and especially if the guy's the driver, and he didn't really like his match, and he maybe wasn't a fan of it, maybe don't brag about it for 2 hours. That's just me talking. I mean, I'm supportive, you know, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, my match, it was a thing. I wasn't really a big fan of it. But, yeah, that was a thing. Waseca, Minnesota, I mean, the booker and the promoter, Jim Creer, the promoter, and Dave Bell, the booker, great two guys. I just honked the horn there on accident. Don't worry about that. They're great guys, but just the match, it just didn't click. I mean, that, you know, on paper something can be, you know, pretty interesting, but in reality, the match happens and you're like, maybe we shouldn't have done that. But that was it. But really the highlight was probably Darren Corbin. He was in a match with Zach Neal and Devlin Kane. Great match, as you might expect from a guy like Darren. But seriously, he's a class act. He really is. For anybody that hasn't had the opportunity to indulge in a conversation with him, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's a great guy. He's obviously doing a lot of stuff in independent wrestling. He's got a great business mindset, essentially. He's got a great brain for wrestling. And he's not one of those guys that knows all that and is aware of it, and he's going to say, why are you talking to me? No, he's a very nice dude. So he's one of those people that you can have a conversation with them. Actually got to talk with them for, you know, a good 10-15 minutes. You know, we just kind of talked about, you know, wrestling and, you know, time off and enjoying maybe a sunny day grilling. You know, it wasn't anything, you know, life changing or whatever, but, you know, just getting to talk with a guy that, you know, you could share some, you know, situations with on a personal scale. So it was a good chat. So hopefully we get to do that again sometime, because he's a good dude. And if anybody that's listening, you know, have a conversation with Darren Corbin. I mean, don't bother him, but I mean, you know, he's one of those guys that is not going to be like, why are you talking to me? Get out of here. Anyways, so after the weekend, had to go to Morris, Minnesota for the grandma's funeral. So thank you to everybody that's been supportive in this tough time. So 6 hours is the trip to Morris, Minnesota, if anybody's wondering. It's over on the other side of Minnesota from La Crosse, so in about 6 hours. About an hour away from Fargo, so it's right on essentially the border of Minnesota on the western side. Gives you a lot of opportunities, I guess, to listen to podcasts, because that will help kill time. 6 podcasts, essentially, for a long trip like that. But it was interesting because after the funeral, we had the reception. And last I was aware of, the only wrestling that Morris had been aware of was Rock and Roll Wrestling, run by Buck Zumhoff, because he lives in Cyrus, and that's 3 miles away from Morris. But obviously figured, okay, they're not really doing a lot of wrestling because Buck's not really going to be running any circuits anytime soon. But apparently they were aware of AWF. They were doing some shows coming up next week. And I wasn't sure exactly who they were referring to. But once they said Tony DiNucci, I said, yep, that's AWF, because that's who Jesse works with. So it's great that the people of Morris that are wrestling fans are still able to get the wrestling fix. So, and we had a good hour conversation, and that was a good time. I really enjoyed it. It was great to see the family, and it was interesting. You know, don't get to go to Morris a lot, and, you know, weeks like these make you realize that maybe, you know, the time is maybe not worth complaining about. Maybe coming to visit family more often than not, because you don't know how long you got with them. That's my deep analogy for the day. We'll move on to the interview with Aaron Sacrifice and Nathan Sensation. We'll get to that right after the break. This is Grapple Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Monster of the Midwest, Sadist. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like Grapple Talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Will the faithful be rewarded when we come to the end? Will I miss the final warning from the lie that I have lived? Is there anybody calling? I can see the soul within, and I am not worthy. I am not worthy of this. Are you with me after all? Why can't I hear you? Are you with me through it all? Then why can't I feel you? Stay with me, don't let me go. Because there's nothing left at all. Stay with me, don't let me go, until the ashes of Eden fall. Will the darkness fall upon me when the air is growing thin? Will the light begin to pull me to its everlasting will? I can hear the voices haunting. There is nothing left to fear, and I am still calling. I am still calling to you.
It's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Brewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. and that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts, and that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Ruden, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Chris Lockman, host of the Smart Money Wrestling Podcast. Join me and my co-host, AJ Jensen, each week as we discuss all things professional wrestling. WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan, as well as the local indie scene here in Wisconsin. We'll also bring you interviews with some of the Midwest up-and-coming independent stars and where you can see them in your area. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, as well as on Twitter, at Smart Money. Check us out.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with This Week in Wrestling History, and we go, hey, whatever happened to you? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net, Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
This is Stacy Shadows.
We've said it numerous times that Stacy Shadows is one bad bitch.
And you're listening to Grapple Talk, the best indie wrestling podcast right now known to man.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
Oh my god, this shit. Aaron's sacrifice is dying. Somebody do something.
Just like the crowd did.
Are you okay? Shit.
Yeah, like, I know the hind leg.
I'm gonna leave it right here, Riley, the whole time.
You have something to drink, dude?
Yeah.
Drink that.
Alright, we're recording, so I mean, we can start talking whenever. I don't think we have to do an introduction or
homeless people.
Alright, so,
Spotlight Squared Circle, talking with Aaron Sacrifice and Nathan Sensation, providing that Aaron Sacrifice doesn't die of choking.
Very funny.
Can't really do anything about that, man, because we're not really in a position to give you Heimlich.
Are you okay?
It's cold. It's cold?
Rye doesn't try to kill us.
Yeah. It's been a wild night. We are doing this on the way back from Roper Mania, the last Roper Mania.
Show your window, dude.
Oh, don't shut my window. How about your face? Was that funny, Aaron?
Hell yeah.
Hey, don't do it.
Here we go again.
Don't. Yeah. No, it's fun time in Lokeen, Illinois. Roper Mania was in six.
Yes.
So it was six. That's math. It was a good time. So
thanks for the journal entry.
Yeah,
no problem. That was nice.
Well, at least I'm talking.
That's because you won't let anybody else talk.
So Nathan, Aaron, first experience outside of your comfort zones, pretty much. How did it feel?
It was a good time. I mean, a lot of cool people there. I've known some of them for a while, crossing paths with them in different feds, different promotions. So it was nice to catch up with a lot of different people again and, you know, just trade stories, war stories, something like that. And it was a good time.
What about you, Aaron Sacrifice?
Well, it was
for you, man.
Well, it was awesome, man. Got to meet new people. Met a guy that I haven't seen
in
a long
time. What do you mean,
you
buy new people?
Here we go again. No, don't start.
Don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't.
So, got to meet new people. Shut up. And had one heck of a match with two new guys that I never met before in my life, and I just really loved it. They were amazing. The show was amazing. And hoping to do this again real soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's like kind of like the fun thing about it is, like, you know, it was a front yard show, and yeah, like, you know, you talk to some guys that, you know, wrestle, you know, and they probably like stick their noses up to that kind of stuff, but I think we had a real fun time, well, you know, and I'd say it rivaled any other show we've ever done as far as how much fun we had and how, you know, how a lot of people were there. Awesome food, by the way, as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing that was nice about it is, like, you know, like you were saying, everybody will stick their nose up about, oh, it's a front yard show. It's like, yeah, you're arguing it's not a backyard show, but it's still in the yard. But, like, here's the thing. Most backyard shows or front yard shows, you know, you're not getting any kind of payment and you're not wrestling in a ring. Whereas we were in a ring. We were with trade professionals. We all got paid, which is definitely something that I think will surprise a lot of people when we say that. We also got paid in food, and it was a good time.
We got paid in friendships.
We also got paid in friendship. Oh, that was deep. That was beautiful.
Except Sacrifice.
Everybody hates you for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I like you.
Because I'm from Wisconsin.
We're from Wisconsin. And
yeah,
they're like us.
Like
well,
us.
They hate me, I guess. But,
well, that's given.
Well, that's getting real. So, Aaron, you've been around essentially as long as I've been, but this is kind of like a new experience for you because you've been kind of in the same area for a while. So for you, like, it was a lot of new faces. So how'd you feel essentially in a match that you didn't know those guys ever beforehand?
I was nervous at first, but getting to know these guys backstage, they felt a little bit easier because they knew what they were doing. I trusted them, and they trusted me. Just a whole new world for me.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, for people that are listening to this but weren't there, because, I mean, it was a lot of family and friends in Midlothian, this motherfucker, Aaron Sacrifice, Whisper in the Wind, half tree, half Mustafa, is how he landed. And it was fantastic. I was doing roaming cam, me, Nick, and I actually stopped looking through the camera lens and watched Aaron Sacrifice jump because I honestly thought you got caught in the tree, dude.
What you're saying is that it's not on the roaming cam.
It might not be on the roaming cam, so I apologize.
Man.
Yeah. But it was hilarious. It was a good time.
So were you saying, like, Mustafa was half tree, half Mustafa then?
at that point, yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
I think I got a splinter.
Yeah, apparently TW3 was guest commentating, and he said that they're going to need to call the Midlothian Fire Department to get you out of that tree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you almost got stuck in there, man. It seemed like
almost.
And then obviously Nathan Sensation.
Hello.
You got busted open, man.
I did.
The hard way.
The hard way.
You didn't. So that wasn't planned. You didn't have like a razor in your
wrap and you like cut your nose? You didn't do that?
You know, I didn't even wear wrap, so I mean it was it would have been
trunks maybe?
No.
Razors in your trunks?
No, that'd be dangerous, you know. I don't want that to happen. I mean, don't need a sideshow circumcision going on there.
Hey, wait. Hey, this is a rated R podcast, dude, not X.
Keep that
stuff out of here. Put that in your pants.
Well, it would have been if the razor was there. Anyways, I kind of got busted open. Obviously not planned, but I just kind of went with it. I mean, that's what you got to do. That's what wrestling's about. On the fly, I mean.
For sure, dude.
Just go with stuff. And to the point with the front yard show, as you quote-unquote said it.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, that's not quote-unquote. We said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's on record.
Well, yeah, he quoted us. He said, quote.
He
quoted us, not like, quote.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that works, by the way? It's, you know what I mean?
Anyways, quote-unquote.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, front yard show. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Probably more fun than some of your more tense locker rooms that you could attest to, you know, in different parts of wherever you might work. And, I mean, it was a great atmosphere, great crowd, great food, like you said, and we got paid. I mean, nothing to scoff at. Everybody was a professional. I've been doing this a little while. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Probably more fun than I have in other places I've been. So what if it was a front yard show? Probably drew better than some of the other shows I've been on, actually. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe other people should pay attention to what Lopomania did.
Yeah, I kind of talk about that. I mean, I think it's kind of funny because it's just like, it's the fact that, you know, it's like we said, people will turn their nose to stuff like that, but when you look at it at the end of the day, everybody always says this kind of like independent wrestling and shit like that, like it's all about just having fun and being with your buds and putting on a show for all these people. And when you were, what are you doing, Riley?
I don't know.
Left. Yeah, left, left, left.
And we almost died again from Alex Riley.
Hey, see, this is why I have to be your navigator, because you know what's going on.
See, like, I was told take 290, and that was on the right, and then it was like, keep left.
Oh, wasn't? That's 290 east.
You know what? Tomato, tomato.
No.
Just think of the direction. Do we live west of Chicago or east?
I don't have my compass.
We live north. That's all I know, actually.
Yeah, I mean.
Folks.
But yeah, I just think it's kind of funny, because, you know, it's like, feel like you want to get paid and everything, obviously, for, you know, what you do, but I think at the end of the day it's about making sure that you just have fun and you have a good time. And
yeah,
you know where you're going, Riley?
I know,
right? Now I'm all worried. I don't even want to talk anymore.
I know I'm going.
But I mean, yeah, we worked at those shows before where it's been like a quote, see, this is a different use of the quotes, quote, professional show. And it's like the most unprofessional BS that you've ever been to in your entire life, and you never want to go back ever again.
Like, there's the whole concept of professional wrestling, and then it's just like you're, you know, you have like everybody having drama with everybody else, and then you just have the whole like, oh, I can't pay you today, brother, all that stuff. And it's like, you know, that's fine and all, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, gas costs money.
Yep.
You know, you can't pay your rent with exposure.
I'm just saying, dude, I mean, it's not even, I mean, yeah, it's about getting paid and stuff, but it's not even about the pay. It's about you go there and you have a good time with a bunch of people. And
yeah, I mean,
if you're leaving happy from what you did, it's not, I'm just saying, dude, like, I think sometimes, and this might not be agreed upon by you guys, but I just think sometimes if you're going and doing something you enjoy doing, like, who's to say that that's wrong?
No, you're going to go
work in the, I mean, even if you went to a backyard show and you didn't get paid for it. It's like, yeah, people are going to hate on you and shit, but it's like, if you're doing what you want to do and you're having fun doing it, as long as you're not hurting anybody or, you know, doing anything you're not supposed to do, I mean, who cares?
I agree with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with having fun. It's just like with, you know, any job that you have, like any, you know, like whatever your full-time job is, like in real life, like you want to have fun at your job, because that way you at least enjoy coming into work. And I think that should be with professional wrestling as well. Like, yeah, the goal is to make it to the big time, make it to WWE or, like, you know, a full-time Ring of Honor guy. Something where it's, like, your name is, you know, put in the headlines and all that stuff. But, like,
you should have a goal no matter what you do.
No, you should have a goal.
You should have a goal when you're making, if you're making a peanut butter jelly sandwich, their goal should be to make the best damn peanut butter jelly sandwich you've ever made. Yeah, otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
Absolutely.
You know what, like, I mean, Aaron Sacrifice?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
I think so.
You don't.
Yeah, but, like, and that's the thing, is that, like, there should be a goal, but while you're reaching that goal, what's wrong with having fun? Because on top of that, if you're going to have fun just going to shows and having a good time and, you know, just enjoying enjoying yourself, you're gonna put on a good match. If you go in and you're stressed out and all that stuff,
why are you even doing it at that point?
Exactly. Yeah, it's
exactly. If you're gonna be nervous about your match and you're just worried about everything, all the outcomes and like that, you're not gonna put in 110% because you're gonna be too nervous to do that. Yep. But if you're like, I'm just having a good time, it's just, you know, it's me, I'm gonna go out and wrestle with these guys for this crowd, it's gonna be a great time, I'm gonna enjoy it, you're gonna put on a good match because you're not worried. And I think that's, you know, again, it's like the goal is to get to the big time, but who said it, there's anything wrong with trying to have fun with it?
Yep.
Well, and sometimes when you're having fun, you come up with the most creative gimmicks, moves, matches, you know, everything. You know, sometimes when you're having fun, the most, you know, that's when it clicks. That's when you find your true self, your true character. That's when the fans relate to you more because they see the real you. If you go out there thinking too much in your own head or thinking about, oh, I got to do this spot or this thing, or I hope I don't screw up, or I hope the boys in the back like what I do, well, I mean, you're not going to have a good time. You're most likely not going to have a good match, and the fans will see that. Yep. Your opponent's going to see that, and it's just going to, you know, reflect in your match, in your work.
Yeah.
And when you're just having fun like tonight, I mean, things just click. You're going, spots go well, you know, your match goes well, the crowd's into it, the boys in back are laughing, smoking and joking, having a good time. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not about like, hey, dude, I got to get my nose in your butt and brown nose here and, you know, be all political and, oh, you're from Wisconsin, I'm from Illinois, he's from Minnesota, we can't we talk and hang out. Like, screw that. Like, get over it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's just like, if you're going to go out, like, everybody tells you that your character should be you amplified to, like, 11. And if you're having fun, you're going to be more okay with amplifying that because you're just like, I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to do what I want to do, and my character is just this, so I'm just going to roll with it.
Yep.
But if you're like, oh, man, I'm so worried because I got to, like, I got to look good in front of these crowd. I'm going to look good for the promoters so they can bring me back. But then it's like, you're worried about all of that. You're going to forget everything. And as a result, your match is probably going to suck. Again, there's nothing wrong with, like, trying to impress, but you're going to impress more if you're just being yourself. And on top of that, you're going to have a better match. And everybody's like, oh, that was a great match. Like, oh, shit, I was just having fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out there and don't worry at all, I mean, and all of a sudden you come back and all the boys are like, oh, man, that was good stuff. You know, I really liked it. It went well. Everything went smooth. And, you know, like, oh, you know, maybe it takes one of those matches to get outside of your comfort zone to be like, oh, maybe I should have been doing this, you know, all along, or maybe do this more than I, you know, am used to, or maybe this should become my regular shtick, as, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's definitely a step, first step to go out in the world, and now that I overcome my fear, I don't think I got nothing to fear at all.
So. Oh, what was your fear? What do you mean?
Well, like I said, I'm not really sociable, so at first I was a little scared meeting these new guys, but once I got to know them, there's nothing to be scared of at all. So,
yeah, sure, man.
So,
they don't bite.
No doubt, like I said, it's one major step to step out into the new world and just experience new people, new things, meet new crowds, and see how they react. It's just phenomenal.
I will say this, dude, Aaron, people listening, like, Aaron, me, Aaron, and Riley, I think we're all together on the first day of training
in
Black River Falls. Obviously, I never went through with it, but you guys did. But, Aaron, after being able to watch you for so long, dude, you look, I don't know if it's when you started doing it, but you look so much more comfortable in the ring than you used to back in the day.
Yep.
Like, you were in the ring with two dudes you never worked before, and one of them was like 400 pounds in Mustafa. Another one's Ultimo Brown Sugar, dude. The guy's got a freaking lucha mask on. He's jumping all over the ring.
Yep.
And you seem as cool as a fucking cucumber in the ring, dude. And that's awesome, man. Like, you know, it's cool to see you progress like that. So kudos on that, dude.
Thank you.
So we established that Aaron's been around as long as Nick and myself have, so roughly about 8 years. Nathan, you've been around for a lot longer. How long has it been now?
I started in 03, so this would be 13? Year 13.
So what's that like for you for, like, year 13, where, like, you've been around the block a few times?
And, you're still meeting new people.
Yeah, you're meeting new people, and you're still in, like, new environments. Like, what's that like for you that's been around a little bit longer? Because like, you wrestled the, like, I mean, I don't know, like, did you do stuff with, like, Armani and all that stuff back in the day?
Yeah.
You seem to know a lot of those guys from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, Armani, was on a couple shows with him. Silas, when he broke in, from Ring of Honor, those of you listening, Purple Trunks in Milwaukee at BCW, St. Holmes, yeah, I broke in, you know, I was around when, you know, he was around, a lot of people, Mustafa was around, you know, people I haven't maybe seen or been on shows in a while, but I remember being on shows with them before,
sure.
And then some of these, you know, 8-year guys or 6-year guys that they may have not have met, but I mean, I'm pretty calm with it, you know. I've been in enough locker rooms, been around, seen enough guys, different attitudes, different, you know, everything. I just go into it and want to have fun, meet new people, BS with them. It's a good time. I mean, nothing really surprises me anymore. I don't get so much nervous as much anymore. I just kind of want to go out there and put on a good match and, you know, get out of your own head, you know.
For sure, man. Now, you didn't bust out the Sami Zayn derby hat tonight. Why was that?
You know, just
left it at home.
It was kind of warm. I didn't really feel like wearing a vest and a dress shirt and black pants and dress shoes and a fedora for 4.5 hours.
Oh, man. It killed me. Now, for anybody curious, whenever Nathan shows up to RCCW in La Crosse, he always comes in dressed up like you just mentioned, and he has the same derby hat that Sami Zayn comes out to the ring with. So he's pretty much a dead ringer for Sami Zayn.
Call him Sami Zayn.
That's why we call him Sami Zayn.
Yeah, you guys watch this match with Nakamura today. By the way, is that where you came up with, you guys did that spot, you and Sky?
No.
You guys did the back and forth brawl. I was wondering if you got the Zayn Nakamura thing or...
No, actually, he kind of just mentioned, you know, like, let's just, you know, you want to do a hockey fight in there? And
yeah.
We kind of just...
I loved it. You guys, like, holding each other up.
Yeah,
I listened to the camera like, oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know much Fabe is in this podcast, you know.
We break the all.
Oh,
thing.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, we kind of just did that, and we didn't even bump till the double down, which, I mean, for those of you out there that know the in and outs of wrestling, the smart marks,
most of
sparks,
most of our listeners, I'd probably say, are smarks or wrestlers.
So. Yeah, so anyway, in the opener, the shine, the heat, you know, all that, we didn't bump at all till the double down. So, I mean, to do that and still have the crowd going... I mean, that should tell you something.
You guys did bump to the double down?
No.
I didn't even notice that.
No, we did the little outside skirmish thing. I did my heel heat, told that story or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he got his couple little hope spots in, and then the double down, and then we went from there to pretty much go home.
Yeah,
so.
Man, that crowd was hot for you guys to match, too, so it's good stuff.
So what are you hoping, essentially, both you guys, what are you guys hoping to do, essentially, now that you're starting to branch out a little bit more? Like, what's a goal? Like, what's a city you guys want to try to wrestle in? Or who's somebody that maybe you saw tonight that you're like, oh, I'd like to wrestle them because I got to talk with this guy and, you know, I would like to work with him someday.
To be honest, it's really hard for me to think because, it's, like I said, it's a whole new experience to me, so I can't really... any good answers right now because I'm just so excited of how everything went so well, so I'm just trying to...
I'll ask
Aaron,
you
a really good politician.
I'll ask you a question just because I'm actually...